on the Big Sports Breakfast. Now it's time to talk rugby.
Yeah, the Waratahs, they're taking on the Crusaders. It's a big grudge match and a return of the Crusaders. ANZ Stadium, 7:40 kickoff. Adam Ashley Cooper, good morning.
Good morning, boys. What's going on?
Yeah, oh, mate, we're looking forward to your game on the weekend, actually. It's going to be fantastic.
Yeah, I mean, we love playing the Crusaders. They play a great game of footy, like we do. I'm sure it's going to be an entertaining affair out at ANZ Stadium.
And fair to say, mate, I think that you're not travelling as good as when you last met them.
Well, yeah, mate, we're like the Crusaders, you know, starting to creep towards the business end of the season. You know, they're really starting to play some good football over there, and I'm sure it's not going to be no different Saturday night for us. It's about just, you know, building some momentum and some consistency in our performances.
And both sides, mate, you're full of counter-attack, throwing the ball around. It'll be entertaining.
Yeah, exactly right. Exactly what you said, mate. It's going to be entertaining. Crusaders are probably the best team in the competition, and you're attacking off counter-attack and turnover ball. And, you know, we've had a bit of an issue with our turnover ball in the recent weeks. So that's probably something that we've addressed this week. It's just to tidy up our tucking rack, you know, our clean-up support and our ball presentation. And hopefully we don't give over too many opportunities to the Crusaders in that area.
Adam, is it fair to say you've looked like champions at times this year, but everything hasn't quite clicked completely? Will that happen on the weekend?
No, you're right. Yeah, we've struggled to reach the same form at the same time as we did last year. Mm. I just think that coming off the back of last year, we've had a little bit of a hangover effect. And also that being the last year's champions, you know, every team is, you know, kind of put a bit of a target on our back. So we've been expected to perform at our best week in, week out. We've struggled to build that consistency and that momentum. But I feel that we're in far better shape than we have been in previous weeks. And with 4 weeks to go, you know, it's pretty exciting to know where we're at, where the squad is at, and know that we're starting to play some good footy.
Well, Adam, I'm sure it's extra motivation for you. You've got Waratahs finishing the season well, hopefully, the Wallabies in the World Cup, and then you're off to the French club, Bordeaux. Are you looking forward to that, or is it still too far ahead?
Oui, oui. Oh, mate, it is.
Oui, oui.
It is a little far ahead, but, you know, there's, like you said, there's plenty going on this year and plenty to be excited about. We've got, obviously, the Super 15 looking to go back-to-back, be the first Australian team to win it twice in a row, which hasn't been done before. And that's exciting to create a bit of history there, if that's the case. We've got the World Cup this year, which is certainly exciting. I'm sure that London's already buzzing, you know, with the excitement and the World Cup building there. And obviously, you know, the move to France at the end of the year. So, mate, yeah, there's plenty going on, plenty to be excited about.
Can you win the title if you don't finish top of the Aussie Conference?
You know, everything, yeah, of course. You know, that's certainly possible. You just have to finish within the six. Yeah. So, I mean, if you don't win top of the conference, you need to fall somewhere in the ladder within the six. So,
but that puts you on the road, doesn't it?
Yeah, it puts you on the road. Puts you somewhere within either Australia, New Zealand, or South Africa to play a semi-final.
Somewhere.
It's an uphill battle, but certainly doable.
Adam, thank you for your time, mate. We can't wait for Saturday. Play well.
See you, fellas. No worries, mate. Bye.